second scripture reading is 2 John, verse 10. If there come any unto you and bring not this offering, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. There, hit the button. good evening, everyone. Certainly thankful for Carl and his thoughts and his preparation. Certainly we do need each other. Certainly I think that's how God has meant it to be. We're so important for one another, and there's so many needs we can fulfill for each other. And Carl did talk a little bit about hospitality, and I think in 2 John it does give us a little restriction, if you will, on our hospitality that I'd like to think about. And I would like to think about it just for a few moments. As we were going through 2 John for this month, we started going through the letter, and we got to see the elect lady and her children, and we got to see this push for truth, to love the truth, to walk in truth, to really cling to the truth. And John is rejoicing that they are walking in the truth. And then we get this idea of a warning of false teachers. And really, if you were just to read 2 John, if you were to read it 3 times, it's not going to take you that long. It's really, you do see a focus on clinging to the truth, walking in the truth, and this idea of a warning in relation to false teachers. And certainly, hospitality is important in a Christian's life. And I do want to talk about hospitality, but I think once we get to verse 10, there is an interesting idea that the Bible is giving us on our hospitality in relation to false teachers. And I think that is exactly what 2 John is talking about. I don't think, by the context, I don't think we go anywhere else. Verse 10 is talking about false teachers. Because I actually think 3 John is a great parallel. Because in 3 John, we have an individual that is going to be praised for his hospitality. His hospitality to brothers and sisters in Christ, and his hospitality to strangers. But in 2 John, it says that there's this idea of a restriction in relation to false teachers. Certainly, a Christian is to be hospitable. Hospitality is needed. And I'm probably going to overlap a few of the scriptures that Brother Carl referenced. But in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2, it says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels." And certainly, I think that has a reference to the Old Testament. But are you hospitable? Would you open your home? Would you help someone out? Would you be welcoming and friendly to individuals that are around you? In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 9, it says, "Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." In Romans chapter 12 and verse 13, it says, "Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality." Hospitality is very important. I think it was incredibly important for the New Testament church as they were facing many persecutions. As gospel preachers, as Christians, were quite literally fleeing for their lives in many cases and suffering much persecution, hospitality was essential and it was needed. And I think that as we live in the United States in which we live, do we match the hospitality of the New Testament church? It's something I've really thought about. And actually, we're going to talk about it once we get to 3 John, because we're going to have somebody complimented for their hospitality. We see someone holding back hospitality that should not be holding back hospitality. But I think hospitality brings us together. And I think that's what God really wants, is hospitality brings us together. But I think there's a danger, and I think there's a danger in our country. And I think the danger is that many of us are very prosperous. And I think when we are very prosperous, what we do is we say to each other, "No, no. I don't need your hospitality." I think, and when we go back to New Testament church, the hospitality was so essential, it was so needed. Without that hospitality, truly the church would fail. And I think that the church actually will fail here in our modern time if we aren't hospitable. I think when we're not hospitable, we're not as close as we should be. We don't know each other's struggles. We don't know each other's problems. We don't know what each other is going through. Can we open up the door to hospitality again? Can we almost force it a little bit? and I've tried to do this a little bit behind the scenes, is try to force a little bit of hospitality. Because I think most of us say, well, I don't need anything. I don't need meal. I don't need any dessert. I don't need any help. I can take care of my own business. I can take care of my home. I don't need to bring anybody else into this equation. I'm okay by myself. Is that what God wants? I think sometimes in a time of prosperity, which I believe we're in with the New Testament church, is we will be better off if we open up the door to hospitality and say, come in. Come into my life. Come into my family's life, come into my kids' life, and try to be the family that God wants us to be. You know, that being said, I think the New Testament church in America is in danger. Because I think if we go to other places, if we went to Africa or we went to India, we'd be saying that they maybe bear more traits of hospitality than we do. Perhaps because there's a need for it. And if we don't have a need for hospitality, perhaps we're in danger. Because God says we need to be hospitable. How can you extend and be just a little bit more hospitable? I think God only draws really one line in relation to hospitality, and I think we find it here in 2 John in verse 10. It says, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Now that's certainly an interesting idea. Christians are supposed to be hospitable. And in Matthew chapter 25, we have the judgment scene, and we have this idea and this picture of God is going to sorting, and we have these individuals who have helped, who have assisted, who have done things that are good, and I would say that a lot of those things are being hospitable. But there is a line there with false teachers. And it's not that we want to make false teachers our enemies. We want to be loving, and certainly we want to be kind. But there is a line that we can cross where we're actually supporting a false teacher. When a false teacher, I believe, comes in contact with me, it's not that I'm not respectful and I'm not loving, but at the end of the conversation, I believe they need to know where I stand. You know, I've had different occasions in my life where Mormons have come to my house, where I've had Jehovah's Witness come to my house. I think they would say Kyle was kind and nice, but at the end of the conversation, they knew where they stood. In fact, I think my house has been marked a few times. So we're not going back there. That man breaks down, opens up the Bible and wants to have a study. He wants to have a study. But you know what? When that study concludes, I cannot wish them Godspeed. And I cannot hand them some money and say, well, here's some money for your journey. Because in some degree, what we see is that we end up supporting that individual. It says he's sharing their evil deeds. There are some lines that a Christian has to be wary of. Are we supporting false teachers? I hope not. Do people that are false teachers, do they know where we stand? And I think in our culture, in America, in many ways, I think there's many things that are left unsaid. I think Proverbs mentions a love that carefully conceals. And you know, I think to be loving, you have to tell people the truth. And sometimes that's very hard. But I think when Jehovah's Witness left my house, when Mormons left my house, they knew where I stood and they knew where they stood. Not that I was trying to be mean to them, but I have a memory that goes back. Actually, my grandma, she became a widow about a year ago. My grandpa passed. And I try to visit her as much as I can, but certainly it's a challenge. But I was visiting her last week, and she said, Kyle, do you remember this situation? I said, oh, yeah, I remember, Grandma. It sticks out to me. The time that you got the knock on the door, and I was at the house. She said, Kyle, quick, grab the Bible. She took me to the living room, and these gentlemen came in, and she opened up the Bible and started studying with them. And when the conversation ended, she says, you understand, gentlemen, that I cannot wish you Godspeed. She said, I'll pray for you. She said, I hope you come to the knowledge of the truth. I hope we can study again. But I cannot support you on your future endeavors. She was kind. She was respectable. I think she was loving. But there is a line here, I think, in 2 John. If our hospitality should extend a long, long way, it should extend to strangers. Yes, it should. It should extend to our brothers and sisters in Christ. It should extend to those in the world. But there is a line there that we have to be very careful as New Testament Christians that we don't cross. Because as it says in 2 John, it says, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. And the idea here is really the idea of supporting. But then you go over to 3 John, and you hear about an individual that is helping these individuals and being supportive and hospitable. And in 3 John verse 8 it says, "We therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth." There's this idea that if you try to go and extend your support to a false teacher, you're actually sharing in their evil deeds. In 3 John, it talks about being hospitable to gospel preachers and to Christians, and it says if you do that, you share as well. You share as well. It says you become fellow workers for the truth. There are certain lines that the Bible has given, and there are ones that we should consider and take some time to consider as we go throughout our lives. But I thought about hospitality in the United States. Hospitality in the United States. Hospitality here at Shanesville. I think that in many ways there are many good areas, and certainly there's areas that we can do better. But I think one of the struggles is when a nation becomes prosperous, is we start saying we don't need each other anymore. Can we open up our doors? Can we open up our doors to one another and be the hospitable people that God wants us to be? And try to reach out with that extending hand of love. There's many good things that are done here at Shandyville, but certainly there's things that we can consider and say, how can I be better at hospitality? Certainly there are lines that we don't want to cross, but God's line extends a long, long way. To strangers, to brothers and sisters in Christ, certainly there's somebody that we could be hospitable to this week. Certainly as we conclude, we come to that point where perhaps you're not a New Testament Christian. Perhaps you wandered off the straight and narrow path and you need to pray for the church. We'd love to help you in any way that we can this evening. We can pray with you and for you. Perhaps you need to become a New Testament Christian. We would love to help you in that as well. If you're subject to the invitation in any way, we ask you please come as we stand as we sing.